Welcome to episode 105 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Martin. In your brain are hundreds of millions of neurons. These are nerve cells, just like the nerves that run through the rest of your body. Imagine a hand that, instead of being attached to an arm, is attached to a long, whip-like tail. The tail can branch so that it can reach many other hands. At the end of the branches, it almost, but doesn't quite touch, the finger of another hand. Each tail end, nearly touching a finger, will either sting or soothe that finger. If enough stings happen within a short enough time period, the hand will twitch. The message is sent down the tail, where it will sting or soothe the next set of fingers. If the fingers are soothed, then it decreases the chances that the hand will twitch. If there's enough soothing going on, no matter how much the hand is stung, it will not twitch. This is how neurons work. The hand is a neuron. The fingers are called dendrites. The branching tail is an axon. That little space between the end of the tail and the start of the next finger is called a synapse. The hand twitching is actually when a neuron fires. It sends an electrical signal down the length of its axon. When it reaches the gap, the synapse, a chemical is sent across that gap, one that either excites the neuron, stings the finger, or soothes the finger, inhibits the neuron, either increasing or decreasing the chances that the neuron will fire. The chemicals that cross the gap, the synapse, are called neural transmitters. The electrical signal that neurons use is caused by the movement of ions rather than electrons. It travels considerably slower than electrical signals that use electrons. To speed up the signal, the axon or tail may be insulated. Outside of the brain, this is done with Schwann cells. Each Schwann cell will wrap around one axon. Inside the brain, you have a leg of dendrocytes, which can wrap around multiple axons from multiple different neurons. The chemicals that are released at the synapse either inhibit or excite the neuron, and the amount of chemical that is produced and the sensitivity of the dendrites can be changed over time. This is how neural networks, or your brain, learns things. The point at which the hand twitches, or neuron fires, is called its threshold. Any given finger or dendrite can have many different axons impinging upon it, not just one per finger. All these cells come together into a network called a neural network. When you're looking at just the action of individual neurons, it's actually fairly simple. Something that simple shouldn't be that hard to simulate. Which brings us to the early attempts to engineer neural networks in order to make machines learn, which we'll talk about next time. See you then.